Good day from Wall Street. This is Jack Marks for Wall Street Reporter, and today I am speaking again with Penny Green. She is the CEO of the Yield Growth Corp. The stock symbol in the Canadian exchange is BOSS, and over the counter is BOSQF. Penny, welcome back.
Thank you, Jack. It's a pleasure to be here again.
So, Penny, you know, since our last interview, which was, I think, early April, yield growth has really been, on a tear in terms of, announcing new partnerships, entering some new markets. Really, it seems like you're executing on, multiple growth initiatives here. So can you, maybe bring our audience up to date on, what's happening? Maybe we could start off with, Urban Juve, the skincare line, in terms of, you can talk about some of the new distribution deals there.
Absolutely. So Urban Juve is the cannabis hemp line that we launched in December with our very first product. And when we launched, the cosmetics industry for cannabis was just starting to get heated up, and now it's really going crazy. So we're so excited to be in this industry. We launched 11 products already with Urban Juve, and we've been building out our distribution platform. So we launched our first sort of basic website in December, but we just launched a fully revamped e-commerce solution a month ago, and it makes it available for anyone in the world to purchase our products. So we've got a fairly robust e-commerce system that's connected to our inventory that also has fulfillment, and so we're ready to scale up in a very big way. So in terms of distribution, we're now available in Hong Kong. We just started a distribution through a kiosk that is rotating through major shopping centers in Hong Kong. So it's an artificially enabled digital kiosk that showcases our products, that actually has a camera in it and records information and gathers information from interested people who are coming by. They can buy products right by ordering them on the screen. Every once in a while, we have a live person there, but it's intended to operate completely digitally. So that just launched this week, and we should be up and selling products through WeChat in a mini store. We're just waiting for that to go live as well.
Okay.
So that's a pretty exciting. We did a lot of supporting media to launch in Hong Kong. So we did videos and we had to translate everything into Hong Kong. So that's all been done. And so now people in Hong Kong can really get to try the Urban Juve brand.
And this is Pop Square, yeah?
Yeah, it's Pop Square. That's right. And it's something that we're doing with a consultant who set us up through WeChat as well. But what we're finding is once people get their hands on our products, they absolutely love them. There's such a sensory experience involved because the Urban Juve products are made with the highest quality essential oils, full spectrum. And the hemp root oil that we include, we actually extract ourselves with our own proprietary extraction method that's patent pending. We also include hemp seed oil in a lot of our products, and just the most beautiful ingredients of essential oil. So it's not just that it makes your skin feel beautiful, but you really feel different because of the smell. So we just were at Lyft conference in Toronto and just had a fabulous, fabulous received by so many new customers. We sold a lot of product and people were just loving it. So we got lots of earned media, lots of social media shout outs. So that was great.
And what is this conference? You said Lyft? What is that all about?
Oh, Lyft is a cannabis conference. We just went to one in Toronto. It's really one of the biggest conferences in the world. So it's where cannabis companies can go to showcase their brands to consumers. It's also about a B2B element.
Okay. And what about, you mentioned WeChat. You said you're marketing through WeChat in China.
Yes. Yeah, so WeChat is probably the most popular mobile payment app in the world with over 1 billion users, but it also serves as the social media hub. It does peer-to-peer money transactions, and it's also a messaging app. So it's used a lot in China, and it's also got mini stores where you can now buy e-commerce. So it's kind of taking over from a lot of the other ways that products are sold in China. And so we're just launching in WeChat, and we want to support that with sort of live kiosks that you can actually interact with.
Okay, I guess WeChat is that's the, sort of the Chinese version of Facebook, Twitter, all rolled up into one, maybe
Yeah,
with
exactly. That's a great way to describe it. And Amazon too.
and Amazon, right. And so how big of a demand do you see in China for your for the Urban Juve line?
Well, China is such a big market. Like, according to New Frontier data, for example, Chinese hemp sales were over $1 billion in 2017. So that's a third of the global market. And they're forecasting that that will be growing by another one, grow to 1.5 billion by 2020. Also, you have to think about how big online retail sales are in China. So last year, they were 1.3 trillion. And that's a 24% increase for the year. And that's from the National Bureau of Statistics of China. According to TechCrunch, WeChat has proven to be one of the most effective channels for acquiring e-commerce users as the most popular multi-purpose social messaging mobile payment app among Chinese consumers.
And how are you marketing? Are you working with like local influencers there, or like how do you generate
Yeah,
the sales?
we use a multi-tiered approach. So influencers is really the greatest way to promote your brand because it's a trusted source for many people. So Instagram is huge. So yeah, we have some influencers. We shot some videos with them in Chinese, and actually some of them were Canadian Chinese influencers, so they're hitting both markets. And then we actually designed the kiosk for the Hong Kong market. So it has, a combination of images and copy, but it's all in Chinese.
Okay. And I guess in case anybody may have missed it, you also actually have a lot of distribution in Canada where you started off with retail
Yeah,
distribution.
we've got some big retail orders, and we're already live in 70 retail stores. The biggest retailer we signed is Healthy Planet, and they're a major distributor of wellness products in Canada, with over 30 stores, retail stores, as well as a big online presence. So they made a major order. They just required us to make sure that we are Quebec compliant, which is a special component. So we're redoing some of our packaging, but we're going to be shipping out to all those stores very soon. And we're going to start doing pop-ups and live, in-store demonstrations to let people really know about a brand.
Now, you mentioned China and Hong Kong. What about other Asian markets like for example, let's say Korea, Japan? I know Korea is very they're very into the cosmetics and skincare. Is that a market that you see entering?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we want to be worldwide, and at Lyft, we really met a lot of international like distributors from different countries. So right now, anybody in Korea can buy our products through our website, but we would very much like to be in retail there. I think our next target is going to be Europe. There's 500 million people in Europe, and it's actually legal to have CBD over there. So we've recently announced that we're going to have CBD products launching, being manufactured in California for the Urban Juve line. And so the retail demand is huge in the US, and we're finding there's a big retail demand in Europe as well. So we're going to go through, jump all through the hoops to get registered so we can sell our products throughout Europe.
Okay, and what about the Right and Well subsidiary? Tell us what's happening there, because I know you've had some pretty significant announcements recently.
Yeah, and before I get into that, can you just ask me about Ipsy?
Oh, I completely forgot. I'm sorry, Penny.
No
That's
problem.
actually I saw it in the press release, and that's actually pretty important. So what's happening with Ipsy?
Well, Ipsy reached out to us because their customers were looking for CBD and hemp-based products, and they wanted to include Urban Juve products in the Ipsy Glam Bag. So Ipsy is the most successful beauty subscription service in the world. I think that they've been ranked as one of the top five subscription sites out of any subscription site in 2018. So just, next to Amazon, and Amazon Subscribe and Save and Dollar Shave Club. So Ipsy's right up there with. They have 3 million subscribers per month for their Glam Bag, and when people sign up for their Glam Bag, they specify what they're interested in. So when Urban Juke products go out to Itsy Glam Bag purchasers, we're going to the people that have indicated an interest in our products, in the type of products we sell. So it's a great way to get new consumers.
Wow. So their audience is 3 million, you know, paying customers who get this box or bag.
Yeah, they have 3 million customers every month, and then they have such an active online presence with over 500 million hits a month. So they do video, they have a ton of Instagrammers, different influencers, and really they're the leading online beauty community in the world.
How would the economics of this deal work?
Well, we're under an NDA with Ipsy, so we're not allowed to say exactly what's happening, and we can't say when we're coming out in the Glam Bag because they like to keep that a surprise, but it will happen sometime the next year. And we can't say which product it is either, but we will be available in Ipsy shoppers soon. So we give them a percentage of the products that are sold through their website, but they have a very busy website.
So basically, at some point, I guess, in the next 12 months, one of your products is going to be in, you know, a certain percentage of those Glam Bags.
Yes, and we have an ongoing relationship with Ipsy, so, you know, it'll probably be more than one Glam Bag, and it'll probably be more than one product, and we're also going to be participating in the events that they throw throughout the U.S.
Okay, and they have their online component. So people, once if they try the product that comes in the bag, they can order more through their site or through your site. Is that the idea?
They can go either way. So, you know, when somebody uses a product, they can go onto Ipsy Shopper. They can order more of that product, or they can, you know, browse other products that we have. We should be up in Ipsy pretty soon. So even before we're in the Glam Bag, people can go through Ipsy and shop. And once they have a product and they know our brand, you know, it's very easy to look up Urban Juve and get to our site. So, you know, we anticipate that it will increase our e-commerce sales by a substantial amount once we're being promoted through Ipsy.
So what percentage of those 3 million do you think will, actually, you know, get their hands on one of your products? I guess people specify what they're interested in. Like, what kind of numbers are you looking
at? Yeah, I mean, it's in the hundreds of thousands. I can't say the exact number, but it's up there.
Oh, wow. That's a huge number.
Mm-hmm.
So that's actually, you know, over six figures of people who are going to have a chance to sample the product, and a percentage of those will turn into, theoretically long-term customers.
That's what we're hoping, and these are people that have indicated an interest in the type of product. We're hopeful that we can even get some of our CBD products out into the Ipsy Glam Bag, as Ipsy's indicated a willingness to do that. So that'll be really exciting. But there's definitely a huge demand in the U.S. for hemp-based products and CBD products. So we'll be sending products to people that have requested that specific type of product. So it's a great way to get a new consumer.
Okay. Wow, that's very exciting. Now, what about Right and Well?
Yes, so Right and Well is our pain management line. It's a full THC and CBD line that is launching in Oregon. We're just in the final stages, getting ready to launch next month. And we have a pain gel, we have a pain balm, we have a massage oil, we have a bunch of capsules for different health concerns, and then we also have tinctures for CBD only. So altogether 9 products, and those are launching through a licensed Oregon manufacturer called NovaPaths, and they also have a big distribution network. They are distributing to over 400 cannabis retail stores in Oregon. So we're going to be launching out to them, and we're going to support that launch with a lot of media. So we really like the marketing rules in Oregon. They allow for billboards, magazines, and a ton of other things. So we're really going to make a big impact in that state.
Okay. And what about, I think last time we spoke, you mentioned that you have plans to enter the California market, which is, you know, right now one of the biggest markets for this.
So obviously pain medication with THC is sort of the strongest that you'll get in terms of if it has cannabis in it. The combination of THC and CBD is more effective than just having plain CBD. But with the Farm Bill being adopted last December, the CBD markets exploded in the U.S., and retailers are reaching out to us every week, sometimes every day, asking if they can carry our CBD products. So we decided to launch Right & Well as a CBD line through a manufacturing partner that we have in California and Los Angeles, actually. And we sourced 100% organic hemp, hemp-derived CBD distillate for our products down there. So we're ordering the CBD now. We're signing up the manufacturer. We think we'll be able to actually launch by the end of the summer. So we're building a website as well. So that will be for the U.S. market for Right & Well. We'll do a lot of the same products that we are doing for the THC market with more of a focus on topicals. So the difference and sort of the edge that we'll have against other CBD products is that we have a very high concentrate of other terpenes from all the other ingredients in our topicals. So one of the key ingredients we include is hemp root oil. And I don't know of any other companies that are using it. We actually have a proprietary extraction method we developed that we filed patents on. And it's a fairly complicated method to get to extract an oil, to produce an oil out of the roots of the plant. But that's what we do. And we're building it up to be on a commercial level. But we are starting to do the tests on those roots, and there's high terpene content in those, just as we suspected. So that high terpene content combined with the CBD creates an entourage effect where the overall efficacy of the product, we're hoping, is going to be a lot more powerful than just CBD on its own. When you take, you have to take the THC out so you can be, or keep it down to 0.3% so you can be compliant with the farm bill. But with our hemp root oil and some of our other essential oils that we add to our topicals, we're ending up with a product that seems like it might be a lot stronger. So we're really excited to get that into the U.S. market. We're hoping that people will associate the name Right & Well with pain management.
So the key differentiator for Right & Well for the CBD line is this hemp root oil extraction.
Yeah, the hemp root oil is key. We also have selected a lot of our botanical ingredients for their terpene content. So the combination of the various terpenes between all of our ingredients create, we think, great therapeutic value.
No, this the mainstream interest in CBD is just really exploding. So I think it seems to me that it's like a wide open market right now.
Yeah, it's really looked at as a super ingredient. And, the benefits to the skin that CBD have, according to a lot of reports, are tremendous. So it's said to be antioxidizing. So it gets rid of toxins, so it protects the skin. So that protects against aging. It's also said to be anti-inflammatory. So if it's anti-inflammatory, that means it can correct acne, or it can help eczema or psoriasis. And I think a lot of people are buying it for that. So it also has many nutrients and fatty acids and vitamins in it. So it really does have the potential to be a wonder drug, a wonder ingredient. Jefferies, for example, is estimating that the cosmetic CBD market will grow to be $25 billion in the next 10 years. And they're actually estimating that 15% of all cosmetics and personal care products will be replaced by CBD products in the next 5 years. So that is an absolutely huge market potential right now. And we're so excited to be at the forefront of it.
Interesting. Yeah, I mean, it seems like you're actually that. I guess that is kind of the focus is having that skincare products and everything based on the CBD.
We really have the two different focuses, and these are the two different benefits of CBD as a topical. One is it's great for the skin. It renews the skin. It protects the skin. It soothes the skin. That's all wonderful. So the skincare product, it's amazing. But then there's the other side of CBD, which is pain relief. So that's when you put on our topical gels or our topical balm or a massage oil. And those are the ones that are carefully blended with all of these ingredients, with all the terpenes, to give you an entourage effect.
Yeah, I was, I was at a investor conference about a month ago, and there was a panel on, some cannabis stocks, and the room was filled with, it was an older crowd. It was definitely, the average age was probably, north of 70. And everybody in that audience, it was about 100, it must have been over 100 people, over 100, easily over 100.
Nice.
They were all talking about CBD. I mean, like from personal experience. I mean, they were all using some, you know, some form of CBD. That's one of the reasons that this room was packed. I mean, it was, so there's really, it's just, it seems like an exploding market. So Penny, let's kind of wrap up with what are the key milestones you have coming up over the next, let's call it 6 months that investors should have their eye on?
Well, you know, we're so excited to launch our Urban Juve CBD skin products in California, which means they'll be available for sale throughout the U.S., and then we'll try to register, we'll go for registering them in Europe. So that's our whole CBD skincare line, and then we have our CBD pain management line, Right and Well. So those are new product lines that are being launched in the next 4 months that we're super excited about. And then just building out our distribution platform. I mean, expect, continuous announcements from us as we've been doing in the past, just expanding our distribution to new countries, to new methods, and really nailing down some of our marketing as well.
Penny, my last question, which we always ask here is, in your opinion, right now, what are the top three reasons for investors to consider the stock today?
You know, we have probably the most experienced team from the cosmetics and pharmaceutical industries in the market. So we've got the board of our advisors used to run Johnson & Johnson, which is the world's largest pharmaceutical company in the world. The chairman of the board of Urban Juve used to run MAC Cosmetics, which is the biggest, most successful cosmetic company in the world. And then within our team, we have tremendous experience from multi-billion dollar brands and from the capital markets. So definitely our management team is one reason. Secondly, the quality of our products. You know, we invite everybody to just order products from urbanjuve.com. Really try them out and you'll see what I mean when I say quality. They're absolutely outstanding products. And thirdly, we have the expertise to build those international distribution channels that are going to make us a leader in the space.
Penny, on that note, I want to thank you. And we look forward to hearing more from Yield Growth in the coming months.
Okay. Well, it's been a pleasure talking to you, Jack. Talk to you soon.